On the KSRO live line with us is Jill Mead. She is from SRJC. She is a career advisor at the Junior College, and we'll be talking about the SRJC Career Expo. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Pat.
So Wednesday is the day, and I guess, you know, we all think it's going so well in the employment world, but I suppose there are still people who need jobs.
That's right, and we have a ton of jobs here coming up at the Career Expo. It's going to be Wednesday, April 25th, 10 a.m. to 1:30, and it's a sold-out event. We have 52 employers coming, and every single employer coming has employment offerings.
That's perfect for a Career Expo, and of course, the JC is one of Sonoma County's largest employers, and you're about to get a little bit larger, it sounds like.
That's right. We're going to be having all sorts of industries represented, such as green technology, local government, healthcare, hospitality, human services, technology, finance, building.
Boy, those all sound like huge categories, so it makes sense that you're looking for people in each of them.
Huge, and they align with a lot of the certificate programs that we offer, so it makes sense that, you know, we would have a good cross-section of people coming.
How many people, I don't expect you to have exact numbers, Jill, but how many people, by and large, go to SRJC to get that one-year or two-year certification?
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to say how many people come to the expo. That would be an easy answer.
That would be an easier one, right. I would imagine the number would be fairly large, though, because it's such
a great
way to get educated and do it fairly quickly.
Right. I mean, probably half of the folks that I see are returning students,
mm-hmm.
more mature students who, you know, have decided they don't want to do their career that they've done for 20 or 30 years. So they come back and they want to learn a different skill. And so they do come in for a couple of years and participate in one of our career technical education programs.
What programs are the most popular, would you say?
I would say hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
The healthcare teaching field's really big. Lots of people are retiring out of that.
That's encouraging that the teachers who want to have some new places to go. And a lot of us think about it, you know, if we've done a career in one area and we're finished with that part of that chapter of our lives, it makes perfect sense if you're going to go do something new to do it in as short of a time frame as you can because that's what SRJC offers.
Exactly. There's one thing I want to mention that's pretty exciting this year about the Career Expo. Well, you know, it's SRJC's 100th birthday this year. And
yes, congratulations, Jill. You don't look it at all.
Well, thanks. It's that great eye cream that I use.
Great.
And I am proud of that. I mean, I have a long history here. I've been a native of Santa Rosa my whole life, and I was a student here myself at SRJC. But we are going to have an iPad Pro giveaway. And so you just come and check out the Career Expo, and then when you're exiting, there's an exit slip that you fill out.
Yeah.
And you put it in the box, and we're going to give away 3 iPad Pros with a keyboard case and iPencil, and it's the 512 gig iPad, so they're, you know, quite a value.
Well, I have to tell you, I am a person who uses the iPad Pro every single day of my life, and so it's a great mm-hmm. giveaway, and what a useful piece of equipment for college, too.
That's right. And they don't have to be present to win.
Nice. Even better. Even better.
Ida?
Yeah. So, yes, happy birthday to SRJC. It has been such a linchpin in Sonoma County, not just in terms of education and employment, but even, you know, with some dust-ups around SRJC going on in the last few months. It's a landmark in our community, and we all are invested in the health of SRJC because as it goes, so do we as a community.
That's right.
So the Career Expo, go ahead, Jill.
I would like to provide some helpful tips to people who are planning on coming to the Career Expo.
Go for it.
And have a successful experience. Well, this is a really great opportunity to be right in front of human resource managers and recruiters because oftentimes we're behind a screen applying for a job.
Yeah.
You know, we're online. They don't get to see us and give our presentation. So this is sort of like that first impression in person, so you want to dress like you're coming to a job interview.
Yeah.
So wearing slacks and blouses in classic colors, navy, dark gray, black, you know, white shirts. Because, you know, that's your first impression in person. And then bring your resume, and you can even tailor it to the different industries that are going to be there because they're all listed on our department website. So you
Fantastic.
Can plan in advance those employers you want to target. And so the third thing you want to do is have a self-introduction prepared. So when you step up to the table, it's not awkward. You're not like, oh, hi, what does your company do? You want to take the lead in the conversation and let them know about your education, your skills, and your experience. So, again, that's your self-introduction that you would give in that first question in a job interview. You can give it to them right there in person.
Well, they're all great suggestions, and you're right. It is a unique opportunity in this day and age to be able to actually introduce yourself in person to a potential employer. And so no Hawaiian shirts and flip-flops on Wednesday.
Nope, that would not be a good idea.
It's taking place Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1:30 at SRJC. It'll take place in the Craig Dining Commons and Gervin Family Student Activities Center. That's on the first floor of the Bertolini Student Center on SRJC's campus in Santa Rosa. It's going to be a great day. I have a feeling it's going to be well attended too, Jill.
We always have, you know, up to 1,000 people coming. It's open to JC students, alumni, and adult job seekers from the community.
Very good. That is as well-rounded as we want it to be in terms of the kind of people who can come. Jill, thanks so much for being with us this morning and telling us all about this important event on Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Pat. Have a great day.
All right. That is Career Advisor Jill Mead from SRJC. We'll talk more about the expo as we get closer to it.